Hey, this is Miss Melissa, the Bathtub Mermaid. It's the Dog Days of Podcasting, and it is August 11th, 2015.
Off my fingers, tried to clutch your love. I'm sick of the soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
So I wasn't actually going to record anything today. I've been kind of a funk since yesterday afternoon when I took my Lenovo laptop and updated it to Windows 10. And it went perfectly, and then I tripped over a dog bone and dropped it on the kitchen floor. And in case you weren't sure, Lenovo Ultrabooks do not bounce. The hinges jammed to the point where we could barely open the lid enough to power down the computer. And if we tried to open it any further, the bezel snapped and it was torquing the LCD, which I determined later was cracked. So called Best Buy. They kept me on hold for an hour in order to tell me, oh, just bring it in. Gee, thanks. Fortunately, I have one of those handy dandy accidental damage program plans because I learned 4 years ago when I had an Alienware, no, 8 years ago when I had my first Alienware and my then puppy, seven, I guess. Anyway, my then puppy, Max, got caught in the cord, pulled it down, and it landed on its cord and broke on the power plug where the cord was going in and shattered the bezel. So I've learned that even though I don't need tech support, I always need accidental damage. I am not going to babble anymore about my computer. I will admit that I was talking to Nutty over Facebook today, and I said, you know what, I have just had too many things go wrong in this month, and I'm not feeling creative, and I think I've actually caught my friend Clay's ennui, and I'm ready to just say, forget this, don't record anything. And then I was going through my 100 little note cards from my note card project, and I found two of them. Number three, he loved her music, yes, but he was also entranced by the sounds beneath the notes, the press of flesh on wire, the sound beneath the wire and the wood. Sorry, between the wire and the wood. And number 94, which I am not going to read separately because it is the last two sentences of a piece that I wrote just because it was stuck in my head, I think, last year, called Unaccompanied. I never did anything with. I could never finish it. It's supposed to be like this really short vignette. And I kept trying to make it into more than it was, but I really just kind of like it as a really short vignette. So I'm going to read it for you. It's called Unaccompanied. I call it cello porn, but there's really nothing pornographic about it. Below the melody, I can hear the pressure of his fingers, blunt force pushing the string down to meet the fingerboard, pale flesh meeting ebony wood with wire sandwiched between. The actual piece doesn't matter. It's something by Bach, of course, baroque and brooding, an elegy at times, a discourse at others. Between the notes, I hear him draw a breath. If I were watching him, I'd probably see him reposition his bow in that same moment. As it is, I hear the air being released just before the bow attacks the strings. I can't watch him. I look at my phone, observe the deep claret color of the wine in my glass, devote close study to the dark chocolate mousse cake on my plate. Anything to avoid his eyes. Behind the music, I catch the rasp of his sleeve where it brushes against the bridge on an upbow. I lift my eyes just for a second and drink in the crisp white of his shirt, the jet black of his tie, and finally, I'm caught in the warm brown of his eyes. He notices me staring at him, but never falters, though there's a slight quirk of his brow that just matches the note he flourishes. Beneath the chords, I hear the faint buzz, not quite a wolf tone, from the gut strings and catch the soft contact of his thumb resettling itself in the saddle of his instrument. As he lifts his bow from the strings, his faint tang, part pine, part something else, assaults my senses. I lick my lips, anticipating the moment when he leaves the stage and joins me at my table. Don't expect much, everyone warned me when I told them I was seeing him. But he smells of sweat and rosin, and I love the roughness of his calloused fingers on my skin. So that's unaccompanied, and that's all I'm doing tonight. And I can't guarantee that I'm going to do every 30 days at this point, because I've already missed two, and I'm still in a funk, and I won't have my laptop back for 2 weeks, and even though I have a desktop system and my iPad, my laptop is where I'm most comfortable doing anything remotely creative. So it's totally destroyed the pattern of my days in only a day. In any case, thanks for listening, and here's the credits and the end music. The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and, unless otherwise expressly stated, is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike International License. The show is recorded and produced using the BossJock application for iPad. Music for The Bathtub Mermaid is provided by Mevio's Music Alley, a great resource for PodSafe music. Visit them at music.mevio.com. The opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Stony. The closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. For show notes, links, and content information, visit me at www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Melissa, spelled M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. Thanks for listening. And remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.
Steam is drifting into the night. It's cold outside. Coming off a scary street. Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. Still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes,